This has been a doorway to delight since before the Civil War, where they were scooping ice cream 80 years before Dairy Queen. Today, the Wilton Candy Kitchen is nothing less than a national historic place.
We've had people that are engaged here over an ice cream soda or a sundae or even a cherry Coke. They can sit in the same booth, order the same thing, and be waited on by the same family.
Thelma Napolis and her husband George have worked here since they were children, when George's parents ran the store.
This is the biggest year that we've ever had for business in the Wilton Candy Kitchen. It's not something that you just put together to make it look like a storefront of an ice cream parlor. This is the real thing.
First thing I did when I walked in here was spin the stool at the lunch counter. Tradition that must be upheld.
I had a butter brickle. I haven't had that in years, with hot fudge.
For this Maryland couple, it was a magazine story and a sweet tooth that drew them to Wilton, located between Iowa City and Davenport. What are you making, George?
It's a cream de menthe malt.
Now 88 years old, George Napolis may be the most experienced soda jerk in the nation.
Is this the ice cream maker?
Yeah, we just bought this in 51.
So this is kind of new?
Yes.
Is it permissible for the owners to eat their own ice cream?
Well, I'm in quality control, so I have to check it a few times every day. What's good for you, man?
George and Thelma's Greek parents were the matchmakers in this 59-year marriage. Thelma got her engagement ring right here at the Candy Kitchen. The walnut booths with marble tabletops have provided an intimate place for families, friends, and lovers since the original owners founded the parlor in 1860. Actor Gregory Peck sat in booth number 3.
We were ready for Zorba the Greek, Anthony Quinn. Well, he passed away before he got out here, but I had a bottle of ouzo ready for him.
Thank you much, young lady.
For locals like Melinda and Jeremy Barney, the Candy Kitchen has been much more than an ice cream parlor.
Because we lived right across the street and used to come here after school, and Thelma and George would watch us. And we'd have a soda or ice cream and do our homework. And
I grew up in the back room as a kid and had a pool table back there with, you know, a jukebox. Something for the kids to do and stuff back then.
The stainless steel soda fountain is the nerve center where frozen treats are assembled at high speed. Small square doors are slammed open and shut. Ice cream, syrups, and toppings each have their own compartment. There are draft arms for plain or carbonated water. The Napolis family wore out 3 fountains before this one.
The Dipsy Doodle is all the fruit flavors, strawberry, vanilla.
Thelma still writes out the menu on the mirrored wall like she has since she was a teenager.
The cherry fizz is cherry and lime. The suicide is everything, all the flavors together.
All the old-fashioned specialties are here, albeit at contemporary prices. A banana malt costs $4.50.
Well, I think for Wilton, it's part nostalgia, but also just part of a lot of good people who are here.
Just like his faith, Father Verba worships the Candy Kitchen.
Candy Kitchen's kind of a symbol of that. Kind of part of the foundation that I think Wilton is living on right now.
Sandwiches, ice cream, candy, and quips are available 7 days a week.
It's going to be a Green River. Lemon, then lime, and then a little hair tonic.
Thelma and George love their jobs, thrive on hard work, and are now looking forward to next summer when they begin a 1-year countdown to the Candy Kitchen's sesquicentennial. In Wilton, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.